What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Whoops, I am so sorry for last week's mistake. I've got more than enough this week, though, to make up for it. Wait till you hear what I found on the WERU calendar. Information on the 5th annual Rhubarb Festival happening today. Today, noon to 6 p.m. at the Kendall Farm in Perry. You can celebrate all things rhubarb with food, music, vendors, and a Rhubarb is Sexy fashion show. For more information, kendallfarmcottages.com. Also today, you can grab a copy of Tales Once Told in Town, Eyewitness History in a Coastal Maine Village. This is by the charming John Curtis. You can get it signed today at Old Surrey Village School between 2 to 4 p.m. this afternoon. This book is a social history of Surrey by John Curtis, combining his personal memories with stories he's learned about the town's most senior residents. Also today, we're invited to the opening reception of a show of Rob Shetterly's portraits entitled Close to Home. The exhibition of 20 portraits from the Americans Who Tell the Truth series is hung at Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville, just down the road from where Rob Shetterly lives. The featured portraits all have a Maine connection, including Brooksville's own Scott Nearing and nearby current and past residents Noel Paul Stuckey, Rob McCall, and Sister Lucy Polin. Can't make the reception this afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.? Well, you could go next Saturday, the 13th, 7 p.m. The Reversing Falls Sanctuary will host an evening of music and singing, stories, and celebration. The event, celebrating 250 years of joyful resistance, will feature local musicians Jeff Warner and Molly Galler, storyteller Becky McCall, wife of the late Rob McCall, who has a show on WERU, and the artist Robert Shetterly. Several portrait subjects may be in attendance. Join us and be surprised. AmericansWhoTellTheTruth.org is where you'll find out more information about Rob Shetterly and Americans Who Tell the Truth and the portrait series. ReversingFalls.org is where you'll find more information on the gallery in Brooksville. Now, for more information about Rob McCall, check out WERU's archives on the WERU.org website. If you click on the Public Affairs and Spoken Word tab, Archive shows up in the drop-down menu. There you'll see an amazingly long bulleted lists of shows you can listen to. Some, like Rob McCall's Awaranjo Almanac, have hundreds of episodes. You can listen to past speakers at the Word Festival, too. Yes, What's the Word on Main Street is archived, but there's no looking back on current events. You should be too busy being out there doing your thing. If live theater is your thing, check out the Belfast Maskers One-Act Festival tonight at 7 p.m. The evening features works by four main playwrights, one of whom is WERU's very own Eddie Adelman, who hosts Soundings on Saturday mornings and is the author of Don't Get Me Started, a Maine author's collection of 35 mostly humorous essays spanning four decades in newspapers and public radio. If you can't make it tonight, there's also a matinee tomorrow at 2 p.m., and the Belfast Maskers will do it all again next weekend. Tickets and additional information are available at the website belfastmaskers.com. Haystack Mountain School of Crafts is back at their waterfront campus for the summer. You can get a tour of the award-winning campus and learn more about the school's history and programming on any Wednesday, now through August, with a few caveats. The tour is about an hour long, but tour participants need to be able to navigate uneven terrain and many, many, many stairs. You need to pre-register, which you can do at haystack-mtn.org. This isn't a studio walkthrough. Those are offered on certain Thursdays. Check the calendar on the website to find out when those are happening. haystack-mtn.org. On Thursday, June 11th, head to the Blue Hill Public Library for a talk with Maine author Rylan Hines in conversation with Bill Carpenter at 7 p.m. They'll be discussing Rylan's new book, Grafting. Rylan Hines studied creative writing, theater, and visual art at College of the Atlantic. Hines was a writer in residence at Monson Arts and are an alum of the Tin House Workshop. Grafting is the debut novel. Come hear more at the Blue Hill Public Library Thursday night at 7. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?